呼吸。
Hello, this is Chris 200, and you're listening to Audio On Demand. $500 of GM product strapped to my ass.
And they had a very interesting guests, two guests, older Caribbean lesbians.
Hello, this is Chris 200. It is May 3rd, 2006, and welcome to Audio On Demand. I have to apologize for the last episode, the last audio episode. I did not have my device set up correctly, and the audio was, I think, at the lowest quality, and it sounds like a CB radio, but you know, you get what you get. I'm not a professional, and I'm not set up to do audio magazines, podcasts in a super uber high quality way. So, thought I would put it up anyway, and that's what you get. Got some music tracks on there from Surprise Your Pig, an REM tribute. From probably at least 10 years back, probably goes back further than that, at least 92-91. There's some songs off of Out of Time there from REM, Low, and Shiny Happy People. So how you doing? I'm on at least mile 160 for the week. It's Wednesday. That would put me at 91, and 91 is 182. So yeah, there's an actually I drove my wife's car Monday, so add 182 and 40, we're about 220 into the week. Drive right around 480 miles, right around 500 miles a week to and from work. That's basically from Omaha to Minneapolis. I think that's right around 500 miles, maybe a little bit less. Spend 8 hours a day on the road, or 8 hours a week on the road to and from work, and of course, like everyone else, gas prices are eating my pocketbook alive. But what are you gonna do? I guess I could walk. That probably wouldn't work as well. I could bike. Too many hills. Let's see, what else? I could carpool with somebody else, but that's no fun. I wouldn't be able to do this. And, so I choose not to do that and go to the expense route. The Honda / Acura car, it's about 25-26 miles a gallon if I take it easy, so it's not too bad for a high performance automobile. Oh, it was the last couple 2-3 weeks ago I had a brake stick on me. That was pretty expensive. Hot water heater went out at home. That was very expensive. We chose to go with a tankless heater versus a like a 50-gallon tank heater. So that's a very nice device. We get hot water all the time. It doesn't run out. Also went with a water softener, which is a new experience for me. Never lived or dealt with a water softener or softening device. And the showering experiences are completely different than dealing with a hard water shower, and so yeah, that's a little bit different. Last night, I don't know what my deal was, I couldn't sleep. It was about 1 o'clock before I actually kind of dozed off. 2 o'clock, thunderstorm came through, shook the windows, rattled the house. I believe I finally fell asleep about 4 o'clock again. It's kind of in and out, in and out, in and out. So I only got a few hours of sleep, 2, 3, 4, 5 hours at best, maybe. Not feeling all that bad. Hold on a second here. What's going on? I'm getting a phone call. I am not going to take it because I just don't want to deal with it this morning. I will send an email out. I know what that's all about. Dealing with a little bit of a, I don't know, sinus infection now. This past year, I have been more sick than I have in my entire life, between colds and stomach flus and sinus types infections. Probably had 5 or 6 colds this winter season that usually end up in bronchitis and sinus infection type ick. This latest thing is mostly in my nose. I think it's a sinus infection / ear infection. I think I'm going to go to the doctor, see if I can get something for it. I just have not been able to get over this stuff. I don't know if it's with the job, the quasi-new job. It's the new job is just grinding away at me, and I'm wondering if that has something to do with it. I'm not very happy with it. And I don't know, looking for something else. I had an interview a couple months ago. I really, really, really thought I had a good shot at it. And I don't know what they were looking for. Probably somebody younger, less experienced. The people I interviewed with looked like they were just a few years out of school, if they had a year or two under their belts. So, talked to the wife a little bit about the job situation, potential for doing other things, and it's pretty much there's not much opportunity here where I'm living. And of course I don't want to move anywhere. Pretty happy with everything I got other than the job situation, so what are you going to do? Become a pod show podcaster? I don't think so. The models there haven't been proven to be lucrative or even break even, so why would I even bother doing that? Hell, I would run out of material after the first day. Speaking of podcasts, does anybody know what's going on with iTunes? I have this iPod Shuffle, and there's this auto, there's an auto sync feature. There's a button on the bottom of the, when I bring up the iPod in iTunes, when I bring it up, there's a button to throw music onto the iPod from a playlist. I create a smart playlist from my podcast try something different there. From a iPod's podcast smart playlist, none of the podcasts get switched over. So I got to manually do that. I got a few hours worth of stuff last night. I didn't move the other files over that were downloading last night when I was messing with it. Last night, drove through West Omaha. Boy, that's booming out there. Crazy, crazy, crazy growth out there. I really wish I knew what the hell those people did for a living. I want to do that. I don't know, I'm just kind of really frustrated with the career path I chose. And, I worked really hard to get to where I wanted to be, and you know, like I was telling my wife last night, I worked so hard to get to where I wanted to be, and then economic downturn and some acquisitions, and it's like somebody took a bat and just knocked the feet out from underneath you. And now I'm in this position where I'm basically slightly over an entry level wage. Just not happy with the organization I'm working with. For Christ's sakes, the phone is ringing. The Waverly exit here by Lincoln. I guess yesterday I missed all the excitement. There was some sort of a bomb threat. They shut down the interstate for a couple hours. In a way, I'm glad I missed that. In another way, I'm kind of wished I wouldn't have, so. I tell you what, the Acura here is a pretty smooth riding car. The one thing that I'm not too happy with is some of the speakers. They really rattle, and it's like they're not stuck down. I don't think they're blown or the foam's ripped or anything like that. I think they're just things rattling around, if it's the covers or the speakers are not mounted securely or what, but they really rattle around a lot. Well, I think I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up here. I'm just about to where I need to be. It's 28 after, and I got 2 minutes to get about 6 minutes to where I need to be. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up, see if I can get this posted today. Talk to you guys later.